curiosity about Perdita. "So, how does Perdita work, then?" she said. Agnes sighed. "Look, you know the part of you that wants to do all the things you don't dare do, and thinks the thoughts you don't dare think?" Nanny's face stayed blank. Agnes floundered. "Like, maybe rip off all your clothes and run naked in the rain?" she hazarded. "Oh, yes, right," said Nanny. "Well, I suppose Perdita is that part of me." "Really? I've always been that part of me," said Nanny. "The important thing is to remember where you left your clothes." Agnes remembered too late that Nanny Ogg was in many ways a very uncomplicated personality. "Mind you, I think I know what you mean," Nanny went on in a more thoughtful voice. "There's times when I've wanted to do things and stop myself." She shook her head. "But vampires? Verence wouldn't be so stupid as to send an invitation to vampires, would he?" She paused for thought. "Yes, he would. Probably think of it as offering the hand of friendship." She stood up. "Right. They won't have left yet. Let's get straight to the jelly. You get extra garlic and a few steaks. I'll round up Sean and Jason and the lads." "It won't work, Nanny. Perdita saw what they can do. The moment you get near them, you'll forget all about it. They do something to your mind, Nanny."
Nanny hesitated. "Can't say I know that much about vampires," she said.
"Perdita thinks they can tell what you're thinking, too." "Then this is Esme's type of stuff," said Nanny. "Messing with the minds and so on. It's meat and drink to her." "Nanny, they were talking about staying. We have to do something."
"Well, where is she?" Nanny almost wailed. "Esme ought to be sorting this out."
"Maybe they've got to her first."
"You don't think so, do you?" said Nanny, now looking quite panicky. "I can't think about a vampire getting his teeth into Esme."
"Don't worry. Dog doesn't eat dog."
It was Perdita who blurted it out, but it was Agnes who got the blow. It wasn't a ladylike slap of disapproval. Nanny Ogg had reared some strapping sons. The Ogg forearm was a power in its own right. When Agnes looked up from the hearthrug, Nanny was rubbing some life back into her hand. She gave Agnes a solemn look.
"We'll say no more about that, shall we?" she commanded. "I ain't generally given to physicality of that nature, but it saves a lot of arguing. Now, we're going back to the castle. We're going to sort this out right now."